Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also check us out on the Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. You know, I had that leak in the house about a month ago, and Crop Metcalf helped out with that.
Yep.
But had to replace the drywall and everything. And yesterday, finally, my guy came over and was doing it, and then I was asked the question, what is the color of the paint in the room? I have no idea.
How are you going to know that? What are you, a paint expert?
Where were
you? Eggshell white?
Where were you when he asked that?
In the basement of the house.
Well, you could go down there and go, it looks...
Well, the thing is, like...
looks kind of white.
When we've had...
Maybe a little off-white?
I know, but there's a... There's a million different kinds.
It's absurd when you go to Home Depot and they have all the paint samples. There are literally 100 different shades of every single color.
Yeah.
It blows your mind.
And the way that we generally have taken care of this issue is we've kept the paint cans. So I said, well, but he had already checked the paint cans and put up a couple of samples and they didn't match. And then he asked me, what's the color? I was like, I don't know. You're the guy that painted it last time.
Right. That's where you.
He's not gonna remember that.
That's where you defer.
My wife would know. My wife would know exactly the name.
You need to figure that out.
But are you supposed to write it down? We used eggshell white matte or something, so that 10 years later.
Nah, of course not.
But just didn't know.
You'll figure it out.
But thank you again to Crop Metcalf. They limited the damage.
BT Dub, you're driving up to Marist.
Yep, Poughkeepsie.
The weather is going to be poop-a-doop tomorrow.
It says 100% chance of rain.
Yes.
Every hour, 100%. Yeah. 100%. I mean, there's no getting around
it. It's going to start raining here basically.
Tonight?
Nah, probably early in the morning tomorrow. But go to about 2 or 3, but that just means, what time is the game?
I think it's at noon or 1.
It's going to be raining
up there. Do you
have a
poncho?
No, I have this big-ass, ugly, like, you know, like with those... You know, sometimes you'll see the guys wear, like, on the sidelines, like, when it's cold. Like, it's just, like, a big-ass.
One of those long jackets.
But I have one of those big-ass.
Almost like a long trench coat.
Like a long trench coat that says Marist Lacrosse. But it's hurting. I wear it. It's kind of
It doesn't
huge.
Matter. No one cares when you're
Nobody cares,
in a rainstorm.
It's just,
no coverage.
What do you mean?
I don't know. The bleachers, like, maybe there's.
No, I'm on the sideline taking pics. Oh. I take pics for the school. Yeah, so there's no getting around.
Is that pulling your fancy camera lens? All
I
the
had
rain
to buy.
Hitting it?
I have all this rain gear, but I'm not very good at using it. It definitely, there's water seeps through.
Oh yeah,
you know I'm a guy. I'm not that anal. So I'm not that good at it.
I'm not a weather guy.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm not a weather guy like Jason, but I am psyched that I'll be in Puerto Rico tomorrow.
I
looked 84, 87,
so
85 first
I am
3 days.
So jealous.
He's gonna be off next week. I need to find out where I'm going on vacay.
Yeah, you need to figure that out.
I will tell you, the Caribbean
figure something out.
It's good all year round, but I grew up going to Puerto Rico. I've been, you know, over 50 times in my life. We tended to go in the summer because that's when, you know, growing up, you're off in the summer.
So it's great to go in December.
But it's super hot in summer. Yeah. The best is when you go right around this time or December. I mean, the fall, you got maybe hurricane season to deal with. This is the sweet spot.
It's definitely rubbing it in that he's going to be enjoying the sun.
We just brought up weather.
It's going to be 36 degrees, so it's going to be above freezing and raining 100% of the day.
Horrible forecast.
By the way, it pones the tailgate, too. We have tents, but it's not as good a tailgate. I don't even know if I could smoke my cigar now.
No. You could go the following week. You've been to Aruba.
Sure. Definitely have been.
You can go.
By the way, you guys will get a kick out of this. I know we're going to do EP, but... So I left, I got in my car 2 days ago, and all of a sudden my tire pressure thing is
again?
On. Again? Again. And I look at it, and I'm like, oh, no. I said, maybe it's just because it got cold.
Yeah.
Got really cold. And the one tire is 15 pounds lower than all the others. So that's definitely a nail, right?
You need to get some high profile, because you're always talking about your low profile.
Yeah, but I don't think this has anything to do with that. So I drove it around for another day, just hoping something would change. And I wanted to see if it would keep going down. But it just stayed.
You didn't fill it up?
No, because I knew that would be stupid. I know it's a nail. I know
it's a nail. Why would it be stupid? Because at least in the intermediate, you're filling it up so you're not damaging the tires.
It said you could still drive on it.
Have you found the nail on the tire?
No, so here's what I did. So yesterday, I know I'm driving in New York today, so there's no way I can drive and deal with a car thing again.
Right.
So after my sauna session yesterday... I raced out, and I have these Spanish guys. They basically operate a used tire operation on the side of a gas station.
I'm always fascinated by the used tire signs. Buys used tires?
But I'm not going to buy a used tire, but they're great at plugging and patching.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you can literally, you don't need appointment. You just pull up.
No, they do it for like 10 or 15 bucks.
So I just pulled up, and I'd seen these guys. I'd used these guys before. They're super nice guys. And I'm like... Dude, I think I got a nail. Mm-hmm. It's 15. The cold weather didn't cause one tire to be 15 pounds below, right? And so I'm like, I can't find it for the life of me. So he jacks it up. He's got a silly jack.
Yeah, the good one.
The good one.
Like a NASCAR jack.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, and then as he's starting to take my lug nuts off, I guess BMWs or higher-end cars have, like, lock. You know what I'm talking about? Lug nut locks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Drabby could speak to this. And he looks at me and he goes, you know, I need it. He doesn't really speak English yet.
You need like the key to unlock.
You need the BMW tool.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Trunk. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
By the battery in the back.
So we open up everything. I open up the front. I opened up where the engine is. I open up the back thing. Yeah. No, it was actually it ended up being in my glove compartment. Maybe somebody else from a previous incident. Mm. So then, thank God we addressed that. So we found that, and he said, no problem. Again, nicest guys. They're so nice. And so, takes the tire off, and we're looking. We don't see anything. And finally, he's got a keen, silly 20/20 vision. He finds a little tiny little pin nail, sure enough, in there. And he sprays some goo on there, and you see it bubbling up. Clearly, that's the issue.
Yep.
So he goes, I go, Seist, just plug it, you know. I've done it with him before. It's like $15. I'm like, Seist.
And he gives you bad news.
He goes, no, this one, for whatever reason, he says a patch is better.
Okay.
But a patch is $45. But that's way better than a $500 new tire.
Your max patch already, your tire.
I go,
max patch.
Do the patch. Okay. All good. And then I'm kind of fascinated by it. Because you ever watch guys? So to do the patch, they actually have to take the tire off the rim. You ever watch those machines where they do that? It's actually kind of cool. So I'm standing there watching. And as he's doing it, I'm thinking, I got to tip this guy. Because last time I remember, I tipped
him. Definitely need a tip.
And then I grab for my wallet. I don't have my wallet. I left my wallet in the locker because I was so anxious about... No, I never do this. I never do this. I never not have my wallet.
Kind of stunning because you're pretty forgetful in general.
No, because I always do this. I always do that pat down.
Yeah.
But because I was so anxious about going to get the tire checked, I got out of my routine.
You had your phone, though.
Or you're lightheaded after the sauna.
So then I start panicking. I go, this guy, they're working their asses off on the tire and everything. And I got no money. So then I call my wife and I go, And I got no cash. You know, I never have cash. I'm not like Jason with a money clip and a gambler with thousands. I don't have anything. And so I say, just take a picture of my credit card. Maybe that'll work. And then I offer Venmo.
Okay.
So after they're done, I don't tell them until they're done. And I say, I don't have my wallet.
How do you say broke in Espanol?
I don't have my
JP?
Wallet.
How do you
it's
say no
huge
money?
I'm broke. How do you say
faux pas? Busto.
Come on, JP. You grew up in a Spanish household.
No tengo dinero.
Sí.
And I don't have money.
No tengo dinero. That's what you tell them. Oh, I didn't say that. I mean, I do have money. I just didn't have it on me.
I don't know how to say broke.
Yeah. So he said they don't take Venmo.
I mean, roto is broke, but that's like something broken.
He wouldn't take a picture of my credit card.
That works.
I go, but if you just called me and I gave you my credit card, you would take my credit card. Like, I don't understand. I guess prevent fraud or something. But he said he would take Google Pay. It's funny because didn't we just talk about Google Pay?
Or Apple Pay.
Yeah. I don't have Apple Pay.
Yeah.
I got nothing. So I basically, I mean, now we're at a standstill.
And they just got to drive home and say, I'll come back.
Next time you tell them, Paylotto.
Yeah. They're so nice. Yeah. They let me drive. Yeah. And of course I'm going to do it.
Paylotto.
Paylotto.
So they're off of, I think it's off of Georgia. When you pay, like normally I go Georgia, it splits. I go to Connecticut to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I stay on Georgia. There's a gas station. They own about a third of the side of it with just used tires everywhere.
Nice.
Those guys are silly.
They got their niche. I'll
what are their names by chance? Do you know? Guys,
Jose. I mean, they're just guys, but they're awesome.
They're the guys.
They're the guys. They run the shop there. All right, Valdez, let's start the EP. So we talked about.
You got to tell people that it is driven by BMW Fairfax.
Yeah, hook that up.
EBMW of Fairfax.
My tennis elbow is not getting any better. Hurts. The entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models, only for a limited time. Find out more information at bmwfairfax.com and mention your boy, EB. All right. Remember we talked about Drea De Matteo?
Yes.
The
Sopranos chick. I can't remember. What was her name again on the show? Adriana.
Yes.
She's saying that she made more in 1 month on OnlyFans than her entire run on The Sopranos.
That's crazy.
I mean, HBO has been notoriously cheap about paying talent. That's been the kind of the word out on them
even
for years.
Even like The Sopranos cast?
Well, I'm sure like Gandolfini was probably making a ton, but I think the lower people on the cast probably made a lot less.
Right. I feel like this is going to be a story with the new names.
I don't know if I have the number. No. Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it, she was on that show for years,
she
right?
She was, yeah.
Basically the entire time.
I feel like this is going to be a story with a new name every week. Last week it was Shannon Sharpe made more money with the Cat Williams interview than he made during his NFL career.
Okay, maybe that's
week
the new bit.
Yeah. Well, the Evergreen. Who's it going to be next week?
Well, I want to just touch on this, too, because I was telling Drabby, he never watched it. But did you guys know, there was a period of time where I was really into all those car shows and I was watching them. You remember Gas Monkey Garage? You ever see that on?
I've
like,
heard the name, never seen it.
Did you ever watch
course.
Ed Valdez? Gas Monkey Garage?
What network?
Probably, Speed.
No, probably Discovery or something. I don't know what the hell. These guys, they take old cars, they fix them up, and they sell them as hot rods. You know, standard. This guy, Richard Rawlings, he's super famous.
Okay.
Anyway, I watch a dumb show. Because for some reason I like when they take like an old beat up Mustang and they turn it into a silly. I like that. I don't
right.
know why.
You like the transformation.
There's something primal about it. I like it. And
so
I,
weird
because
you probably couldn't find anything in the car.
I couldn't
somebody
even
said,
find the lug nut key.
Right. If somebody said find the spark plug, you'd be like,
I panic. Yeah.
I know but what I'd they like, look like. I'd have a hard time finding it though.
Yeah, because
like,
my dad was terrible. He didn't know how to do any of that. So I didn't have.
I always got a guy. I always got a buddy who just
gotta
have
a guy.
I just call him.
Gotta have a
come
car on,
can you be in my house in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Be right over.
Well, you know, my brother, he used to hang out with like the neighborhood dad, like the, and he taught him stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of embarrassing. Like, he didn't hang out with my dad because my dad did not do anything, but he hung out with
he found a resource.
But yeah. That's
was
how,
smart, but also
that's
he
how
was,
he learned.
Me was friends with the son. It wasn't like he was just hanging
know,
out with the dad.
Sometimes you thought it was a little weird. Like, he's always over in the garage with the dad. Believe me, my antenna was up.
I know, but he was friends with John.
I know. But what was my point? Oh, so I watched that show, Gas Monkey Garage. And then I stumbled, somehow I stumbled on this. It happens every once in a blue moon. There was a woman, I was telling Drabby, who was the receptionist on the show.
Okay.
She's got an OnlyFans now.
Oh, she's selling?
And she's like railing at her husband.
Is she worth it?
It might be worth $10.
Really?
But Valdez, do you ever watch the show? I was stunned. No. The lady was, I mean, you know, she was a little edgy.
What's
but
the name
she
of
was
the
a
show?
Mom. She was a receptionist. Past. On Gas Monkey Garage.
Gas Monkey.
I'll tell you. Did she have a following on that show?
Gas Monkey. Yeah. That funky monkey junkie. Yeah.
And I was somehow silly. I stumbled. I tripped over it.
Right.
And I saw, it was a woman from Gas Monkey Garage. And she's doing the naughtiest things.
I used to listen to Gas Monkey in JP's garage when we were playing ping pong instead of doing homework. Back in 1987.
Do you see, Jason? You see who I'm talking
about? A
lot
about? Of Beastie
I'm
Boys
just,
back
I'm
then.
I'm just on a YouTube.
She's got like dreads now and a bunch of tattoos. Really?
You find a lot of OnlyFans for not subscribing to a lot of stuff.
He must have a code to get them.
I swear.
I'm noticing the pattern.
I swear on my children. Never spent a penny on OnlyFans.
Dude, if you just click on any hub, you're going to be able to find OnlyFans.
How do you guys not find it? That,
no, that's untrue. It's not on the hubs, the OnlyFans stuff.
Yes,
no,
it is. Just
Do you want me to tell you one of my go-tos that I've heard about?
Yeah. This is your life hack?
What is it?
Thought Hub.
Thought Hub is a good one. Do you go to it now?
No.
Why not? You're a Reddit guy.
I'm a Reddit guy.
Hey, they just had their IPO and their stock went through the roof.
I'm not fascinated by F-minus celebrities like you.
It was a show I watched.
I know. This chick is you're always into weird chicks. It's so weird to me.
Like he's attacking me.
I know, but you always
act. It was a show I watch. I watch every week.
I've noticed
like ladies. She actually had cancer. You feel bad for her.
He's got a whole backstory.
Yeah, he knows a lot about this person. Yeah.
No, everybody knew. Yeah. She had to leave the show because she had cancer.
Is it the girl? Does she have blonde hair, short blonde hair in the show?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
And she looked kind of, you know, whatever.
She looks all right. She's pretty cute.
Yeah, but now she'll look at her now.
Well, I don't know.
She's on the Ozempic and everything.
But Eric always says that if you get a tattoo, you ruin your body. And then
I'm not into tattoos.
And then every OnlyFans chick he brings up is covered in tattoos.
It's not my thing.
It is your thing. I think it's secretly your thing.
Next week, he's going to say, I stumbled onto Christina Almusa's OnlyFans.
I mean, you're talking about her real name is Christy Brimberry.
Yes.
Now Cakes is doing a deep dive.
Well, I mean, I've never heard of this person ever in my life.
Did you
see
heard of the show?
Why would you
guys never watch Gas Monkey Garage? It was one of the most popular
shows. I've never heard of it.
Nobody on the planet watched it besides you.
You guys
never heard of it.
You guys never watch any of those car shows then?
No.
Like on Motor Trend or one of those stations.
Motor
I don't know.
Trend? You think I watch Motor Trend TV?
You guys don't like watching, like, they go to some old farm and they see an old Corvette and then it's all rusted out. And then he buys
that
for like $100.
A farm.
And then he turns it into a $50,000 super.
The car farm.
Look, this
hot
guy.
It interests you, but not us.
Couldn't care less about that whole thing you're talking about.
Christy Brimberry is so mediocre.
So
too.
Mediocre.
Mid. The show.
Remember when you were
the porno.
Remember when you were obsessed
watch
with
the
dude? There's some okay.
She has dreads. He was obsessed with the goth chick, the wrestler.
She's got tattoos up and down her body.
Well, you're projecting.
No.
You're projecting. I didn't even know who she was.
No, once you found out, and then you were obsessed with Randy Quaid's wife, who's nasty. You like all these nasty women.
I wasn't obsessed with.
You like nasty porno. You like nasty porno.
It's like this forbidden fruit.
I like amateur. You guys like fake.
I think she's kind of cute.
Thank you.
How can you call her?
All right.
That picture's not great.
Huh?
That other picture. Keep going.
She's got a nose ring.
Eric's king of the mid. You're king of the mid.
Whatever.
She's better than mediocre.
Get out of here. You guys are crazy. Anyway.
He told me he wishes she would drop the B from her first name. He told me that.
No, what?
So stupid.
It's a dumb joke. But it makes me laugh. And you're laughing. You're laughing. He's just snickering.
Brimberry.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, if people watch Gas Monkey Garage, I think they're going to be shocked.
You're laughing too.
All right, you just let me know.
Michael Moore, did you ever watch Gas Monkey
Why
Garage?
Why would he watch it?
Why? You don't watch cars?
No,
I haven't seen that before.
Have you ever watched a car show?
No, actually, no, Jay
You're
Leno, right?
Cars?
Jay Leno.
Here's what he
He's
watches.
Jay Leno. Yes.
Don't watch Jay Leno.
He watches dudes punch each other in the face.
He watches the popular one.
That was a super popular show.
Pimp My Ride was the
super popular show.
You know what? If guys aren't in an octagon, he's not watching it.
You know what's popular? What's on right there? Old episodes of Friends.
Gas Monkey Garage.
Yeah, Gas Monkey Garage.
You guys just don't understand. It's a super popular
Never watch
show.
Memphis Street Outlaws either.
Another great one. You know about J.J. DeBoss.
Yeah, only because of you. Talked to him on the show.
Well, yeah.
Super popular show. That's not even the name of the show, Rick. It's called Fast and Loud.
Right. But that was the name of his business. That was
the name of his garage.
Yeah, Gas Monkey Garage. Right. Right.
Haven't watched Naked and Afraid
either. By the way, that's a better name of the show. They should have switched it to Gas Monkey Garage.
I agree.
Fast
Might
and
have
Loud
had
is
an iteration
awful.
Of it.
All right, so this was all off your one story about
Drea De Mateo.
All right, so we got more entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Added something to our Instagram stories. Sports Junkies Radio, give us a follow on Instagram. Bijan Robinson has a perfect bracket. That's one day, but still, perfect bracket. So I guess he picked against Kentucky.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He also had Duquesne.
Yeah.
Right? Which probably tripped
Good
up
job.
People.
He picked all the 11 seeds that won.
I'd seen the story earlier in the day. I wonder if that was from before the nighttime games.
It probably.
Right.
I know before the nighttime games, my son only had one wrong. But, you know, that's not unusual.
So it was before. So he picked perfect eight games?
I'm not sure. I mean, the thing just says perfect bracket. It just jumped out at me. I was like, well,
I need to see it.
I think for Yahoo, after
it says a perfect bracket on day one.
That's after Kentucky loss. I think Yahoo said in their bracket challenge they had 2.3% were still perfect. So 97.7%.
I think it was way, way lower than that. Like I saw the percentage of perfect brackets to be in like 0.003 or something.
Really?
Like that.
Even after the Kentucky thing?
Yeah.
I took a picture of, we just do this family thing every year where we pick a bracket and the winner gets to choose
right
where they want to go to a restaurant.
That you pay for regardless.
That I pay for, right.
Right.
My wife has, Duquesne and Marquette in the national championship. Right, she's got.
Did she think Duquesne was Duke? what is that?
No, she's got DU.
Yeah, maybe
she can't there.
Spell.
maybe that's true. She's got Duquesne, Dayton, TCU, and Marquette in the Final Four.
That's quite a wacky Final Four.
My oldest daughter has Northwestern and TCU in the national championship, so they both have TCU going all the way.
Do those brackets offend you as a college hoops head?
No, this thing is funny. But my youngest daughter has UConn and TCU. All three of them have TCU going to the national championship.
They love Jamie Dixon.
They love
the big Jamie
Dix.
Dixon fans. Who knew?
And then who do I have? Who do I have?
I think mine's pretty chalky.
I got UConn and Tennessee.
I did two brackets in one of my buddy's pools, and I liked one of the options. I didn't realize it. It allowed you to fill out the entire bracket with their optimized picks.
Oh, really?
I said, you know what? Let me just
like
do that.
Yeah.
Like one was just Tingle,
yeah.
And the other one was optimized.
Yeah, because you think whose brain do you trust more, an optimized computer brain or
the,
your own?
Yeah, I'll go with the AI.
Yeah, of course you will.
Versus my dumb brain.
Yeah. I'll always pick, is it ChatGPT? Is that the name of one of the big AIs? Yeah, I'll trust them.
I've never used ChatGPT.
I haven't either, but I think my kids have.
My daughters use it, 100%.
It's pretty wild.
Hey,
there's a bunch of
Jimmy
other
Charles going to be on the show in 15
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes, yeah. Right. You want to play the Ocean City song again just before? Just because we got new listeners.
It's not the Ocean City song.
Whatever it's called. It's got the Maryland song. Whatever.
Yeah, because he talks about Baltimore and going to Ravens games. He loves Maryland.
Does he slide Bowie in there?
Probably not.
Does he slide Lanham and Seabrook in there?
Yeah, I don't know. But real quick, I did want to do a story about it. Remember when, Jason, remember you were complaining the other day that you had something like on your Bozak?
Yeah, skin tag, yeah.
It was a skin tag.
I pulled it off.
There's a story here about a guy.
Dude, I had to.
All right. A guy who had an ingrown hair by his in his groin.
Okay,
area.
Right.
Okay? So he did what any self, you know, just any normal guy would do. He pulled the skin, the ingrown hair out.
Right.
Ended up getting an infection. He got a bacteria in there.
Uh-oh.
He went sepsis and was given was put on one of those medically induced comas and given a 4% chance to live.
That's the worst bad beat in history.
From an ingrown.
It's the worst bad beat.
Hair.
Yeah. Bad. You're getting me a little nervous. So my buddy, when we played golf last week, hit one wayward, and he went looking for his ball, and I went in there and dipped in.
Yeah.
And I got a thorn.
Right.
From one of those prickly bushes,
yeah, like a briar,
in my
briar
head.
In your head.
Did it cause blood?
No, I didn't even think about it. And then the next morning, I woke up and it was hurting, and there was still like the little splinter or the thorn.
It was hard. It was in your
head. I was able to pull it out. And last night,
so
I still had
slept on that.
Last night, I had like a little scab, and I was still I got because
you probably did have a little blood in there.
Yeah,
you better
I pulled
hope you
the
don't
scab.
Have a bacteria. You don't have.
I hope not.
Yeah, go sepsis.
Yeah, you know what? And I told my buddy too, because I've come to the point. I was like, "What are you doing chasing balls at this point? You lost it.
Stop already.
You got money. What are you doing?
Drop it wherever the closest went in. Take your stroke and let's keep playing."
He ended up doing a drop anyway.
I get so sized when I find Pro Vs or find good balls. I get butt sized.
Yeah, but you know what? We were playing.
I love.
We were playing at a Muni, and there aren't as many silly balls.
Yeah, well,
that might be true.
A lot of top flights and Wilsons.
I find some nitros. You know what I mean?
You find Wilsons. Do they even make balls?
Sure.
I don't know.
Wilsons?
Golf balls?
They don't make golf balls?
I haven't played in years.
I haven't seen a Wilson
since I was 18.
The worst is
but
when you
see
find
a lot of top flights.
When you find a rock flight.
Or like an X-Out ball. I mean,
I don't see those. Top flight Vice.
Vice might have a high-end ball.
Callaway's.
Higher-end-ish ball. But okay, did you find the Maryland song? Yeah. Play it again for people, because not everybody knows. Not everybody, it's like Valdez, knows everything Maryland.
Now I can't stop scratching my head. I'm thinking If you've never seen an Atlantic
sunrise and the sunset over. How many years ago did this come out?
It looks like it was posted a year ago.
Only a year ago. You have a Virginia song over there, Rick? Got a song about Loudoun County?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I don't think Jimmy Charles
lots
has
of data centers.
I love my data center.
I don't think he has a song called It's a Virginia Thing.
I could make
understand.
Up one. It would offend a lot of people.
Yeah, you probably could.
I mean, there's one called I Went Down to Virginia.
Went down to Virginia.
Is this by far his biggest hit? Is this the song?
I don't know if it's his biggest. It's just, it's funny because every time I go to the beach, we play it just because it's funny.
But how did you find out about it?
I had friends.
Just
they put it on. They said, hey, you got to listen to this. You're going to laugh.
Right.
And they put it on and we were snapping our
knee. I don't think it's funny. Like, I think it's good.
No, I think it's good, but.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny.
Frank Sinatra, I went down to Virginia.
Is Jimmy Charles from New Jersey?
No, that's a different. I was looking him up.
It's not the same Jimmy Charles.
Jimmy Charles you're looking at was born in 1942.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing
this
Jimmy Charles
like,
we're listening to.
All right,
so I can't find him on
probably
Wiki.
A billion Jimmy Charles.
Yeah.
I know, but it says he's a country singer. But all right.
No, that's a different guy.
Well, we might have to confront him
to find Virginia songs.
It's definitely not him.
I'm sure there's
Clips
a bunch.
Has one, you know, the rap band called Virginia.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra, I Went Down to Virginia.
All right. They had a recent one?
Yeah, country song about traffic and data centers.
I actually like that.
Toll roads.
I'm going to listen to that on my ride up to Poughkeepsie today, Kate.
Very good, as you should.
Tori Amos, Virginia.
Or Amos. Amos.
Tori, I think it's Tori Amos. Maybe
Tori
I'm wrong.
Amos.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Tori Amos?
I don't know.
That's how she pronounced the last name.
Amos. I don't know.
Is it Tori Amos?
I thought it was Tori Amos.
You're just thinking of anus because you think about
anus. Saying I'm not sure.
All right.
I don't really know. And also, I'm not really familiar with her work. I don't know her biggest hit.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm right there with you.
I'd be hard-pressed to name it.
What's the name of it?
It was like in the 90s,
maybe Valdez would play it, would spin the wax over there.
What's the
recognize it?
Cornflake Girl. You remember Cornflake Girl. Play Cornflake Girl.
Okay. I'll tell you whether I recognize it or not.
That's not the most
famous one,
is it?
That's just one of her popular ones.
This is Crucify. It's in the system.
Oh, yeah. I don't know this one. Is this Cornflake Girl?
No.
No, you've heard this. Wait till they get to the hook.
Do I have 2 minutes to wait? By the way, you would go to Lilith Fair back in the day and hear this song.
Yes, correct.
Right. I've definitely heard this.
What about this is Cornflake Girl.
Yeah, definitely heard it.
You've heard this one.
I am familiar with some of her work.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Tori Amos.
Okay.
That's right. I mean, AMOS.
Some of my most favorite cookies. Famous Amos. Chocolate chip cookies.
I used to get sized for this song.
What does it mean to be a cornflake girl?
Couldn't tell you.
I'd rather like
be a Frosted Flakes girl. They're tastier. So much sugar on a Frosted Flake compared to a cornflake.
Frosted Flakes are good, but after a couple bowls, it's too much.
Sugar?
I'll concede it must be Amos because you bring up the cookies.
Yeah. Famous Amos.
Famous Amos.
What does it mean it has to be?
Now we're really going down the wormhole.
Well, hold on. Who is the other? The female singer like Scotty used to listen to all the time is like depressing music, in that era.
Oh,
Enya. Oh yeah, we used to play Enya.
Enya's best favorites or her most popular song. He would listen to it. He would turn off the lights,
just ponder life,
and just stare at the wall and ponder life.
Enya, I used to listen to Enya.
Now he just stares at his phone. When's Jason gonna text me?
Yeah, when am I gonna reconcile with Jason Bishop?
It'll happen. It'll happen in due time.
Yeah, but I don't know who's gonna blink first. Oh, this is a smash.
Yeah, this one.
Do you know how many times this song played at 4703 Norwich?
Yeah.
Sounds like a weightlifting party.
It's so depressing.
No, it's just, you can't be partying all 24/7. Sometimes you got to be depressed.
Did you play this while you're scaring all the roaches away?
No, all we had to do for that was turn the lights
on. Was this blasting when the Orkin Man was coming in?
Hey, we couldn't. Orkin Man, he couldn't come.
Enya.
We didn't have a
Enya.
Record player.
Is Enya Icelandic?
Hey, were you cleaning off your one plate, one fork, one spoon to the song?
Hey, don't be jealous. I had the best room in the house.
Enya from Ireland. Yeah, I was a little bit off.
Whatever happened to her? Is she dead or alive?
She's still alive.
How old is she now?
She's 62.
Oh, wow. Her net worth, at least on Wikipedia, this is kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Your room?
Care to take a guess?
$20 million.
You had the second best room in the house, CB. I had a little more square footage in the corner. And I was only there for a year.
Was your roommate petting his iguana to this?
I don't know what he did with that thing.
Yes.
I know he was smoking weed in there.
Enya worth $150 million.
Wow.
Good to be in the Enya business.
Is she really?
I mean, you can never really trust celeb net worth, but that's what it says.
It's probably pretty close.
Has she had a hit in 30 years?
Probably not.
I mean,
I have no idea.
Did you ever listen to Enya?
No.
How do you know about it?
I mean, I've heard the song.
Oh.
You imagine playing Anchorman to this?
No, this wasn't a party song. This is just when you're depressed.
Right.
He's the second best.
11 months out of the year.
Second best selling Irish act of all time behind U2.
Go. Will you play Better Man for me?
Oh, just Better Man.
Because we used to play that all the time.
Great
I'm going
song.
Back to the
Should
to
I go
the
with
90s.
The low blow?
What?
Is that the depressing music you would play if you had cancer?
No, don't. Play,
he did make me laugh.
You play Better Man.
Well, if I thought I had cancer, I would probably play depressing music.
Yeah.
Sorry for bringing up a sore spot. Now, this song is not depressing.
No.
Actually, the subject matter is depressing, but it's upbeat.
What
it's
is,
a banger.
What is he singing about? I just listened to it over and over, but I never really absorbed the lyrics.
I'm trying to think of the lyrics off the top of my head. This is such a great song. It's off such a great album. Mythology, You Sleep.
Yeah. No, I don't.
She's looking for a better man than the man she's with. Is the gist of it.
She finds dreams in color. Yeah. She dreams in red.
The man she's with is her thing. She wants a better man. Can't find a better man.
I can never
she lies
him.
and says she's in love with him.
Yeah, but this is pretty understandable, Eddie Vedder. This is not Yellow Ledbetter, Eddie Vedder.
Right. Is this depressing,
it's still,
too?
Still kind of tough.
He we looks her
to
over.
This over.
She rolls
and
over. Pretends to sleep. He looks her over.
She lies.
She lies in bed.
And then she's in love with him.
You know what?
All right, Jimmy Charles is coming up next.
This is a typical Friday last segment.
This is their magnum opus. This is Pearl Jam's greatest
song
ever.
Great song. This is so good.
In my opinion.
All right, we're going to talk to Valdez's boy, Jimmy Charles, when we come back. I actually can't wait. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You know, our pals from OAR have Oceans Calling, but the week after, it's Country Calling Ocean City, and Jimmy Charles is part of that. And it's funny, behind the scenes, it's like EB and Valdez want to pat themselves on the back as to who discovered him first,
yeah.
I guess.
I can't say I discovered him first. I was just hanging out with him and his wife in the suite.
Gotcha.
And when I told Valdez, he about, you know, made in his pants. Like, he was so excited. Jimmy, thanks for being on the show, man.
What's up, guys?
Hey, dude, so you got to tell us. I need to know. Let's get a quick Jimmy Charles bio.
Yeah, we need the backstory. Where'd you grow up?
Where are you from?
What high school?
Everything.
Yeah, so I went to Stephen Decatur High School in Berlin, grew up in Ocean City. Berlin, Ocean Pines, and then I played football for Towson University.
Oh, Tiger Pride. Look at this. This is my guy.
What years?
03 was my last year.
03, okay.
Stephen Decatur.
Yeah. All right.
Stephen Decatur was like the only public high school all around.
Yeah, in like West Ocean.
Yeah, it's where Andre Foreman went. You remember Andre Foreman?
He he coaches at St. Andrews.
He was a stud.
What type of summer jobs did you have, Jimmy, in Ocean City? Were you a scopes guy?
No. My first job, I worked at Paisano's, or it was Tom Zetti's then, I think, or was it the other way around? Uh-huh. Right on the boardwalk.
All right.
Making pizza sauce and working that front door. But then I worked a bunch of jobs. Worked at Secrets for a little while.
Nice. I'm telling you, Valdez can't stop smiling.
BJ's North and South.
Right,
which is gone, and
BJ's is gone.
I used to bounce at the Hurricane. Remember the Hurricane?
Wow, Valdez. Yes.
It was on. It was like on 75th Street. It's called like Salt Line now or something.
Did you ever work at Mackey's?
I didn't work at Mackey's, but I played there quite a bit.
Oh, I bet.
Sweet.
So I love Mackey's. When did that you make the awesome. Trend? Like, when did you get into music?
I guess music's been there my whole life, but it was kind of, in the background for a while. But I actually tried out for a show called Nashville Star, and out of 40,000 people, I made the top 50. And it was right when I was selling real estate at the time, started in Ocean City. Then when that market crashed, I went to Baltimore, which was like first market, but still kind of moving. That crashed. I was like, there's your sign, because I've been, wanting to be in music for so long. And, I came so close. Of course, Nashville Stars, where Chris Young and Miranda Lambert came from, and now they're huge stars. And so I moved off to Nashville and ended up being on American Idol a couple years later. And
oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
It's been an incredible journey. Incredible
How far did you get on Idol?
50 again. I don't know. There's something about them, but that was out of 110,000 people. So I guess it was a little bit better.
That's pretty damn good.
So when you get to 50, so that means obviously you make it to Hollywood, and then did you make it through a round or two? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, dude. And then, so
are you living in Nashville now?
I was so damn nervous on that show. I mean, you walk out on that stage.
Who were the judges when you were there? Who were the judges?
Simon Cowell, Randy, Cara, and Ellen DeGeneres actually was
oh my
year.
God.
I forgot she was even
that was back in the day. Dude, I'm going to have to look that up. Is that on YouTube somewhere if I type in Jimmy Charles American Idol?
No, my commercial is, but they wiped all the stuff out from those years.
Oh, they did?
I mean, you're talking season 10, 2009.
Right.
So, you got to go. Most people, you got to go through five rounds just to get through to Hollywood.
Oh, right. Brutal.
So it's it was quite the experience. But
Jimmy, we don't have much time, so tell us about Country Calling real quick.
Yeah, man, what a lineup! I mean, this is like the biggest country concert in Maryland right now. I mean, these are some big names. We got surprised with them too. I mean, Eric Church, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Clint Black. I mean, they got some old school and some the new school guys. So I'm super pumped and happy to be part of it.
I got a little bit of I got a thing for Jelly Roll. He's kind of my guy. Have you met him yet?
No, but I've been in like a conference with him where he came out and just talked about it, which was really cool to see him in that element.
Right.
There's a thing called CRS, but. He's made his way for sure.
Right.
For sure. But everybody's tickets are about to go on sale, pre-sale, in 8 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They go on sale at 10 o'clock.
Oh, 10 a.m. All right.
I need to know that if I'm coming to Country Calling, I can hang with you backstage.
What do you think? What do you think, Jimmy?
I mean, since we're already all buds,
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Siced.
Now you're going to go hang out with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll let you play cymbals or something during It's a Maryland thing.
Tambourine.
Yeah, will you let me do that?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, play tambourine.
Or do background vocals.
Yeah, background. It's a Maryland thing.
Yeah. You could do that. Right. You could be lathered in Old Bay.
And you have to wear a Maryland flag, like tank top.
Yeah, I'll have it draped over my shoulders.
Yes.
Perfect.
There you go.
We got it.
Hey, right next to Captain Maryland.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you, man. It's very cool to have you. And we got a new song that we're going to be playing here on the show every once in a while. We love it.
Yeah, man. I've got lots of songs that aren't about Maryland, too. But
I like the Maryland one. Yeah, but I'm sure we like
them all. We'll have to check the rest of the catalog, too.
Country Calling, tickets on sale in 7 minutes.
Friday, noon at noon, Friday at noon.
Yeah, that's when he's going on stage.
Right, right. I'm glad you don't have a Virginia song. All right. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
What a nice guy.
All right, there you go. Country Calling.
I'm definitely.
It's pretty amazing to be top 50 and things much. I have 110,000 people and 40,000 people.
That's incredible talent. Solid. That's what that is.
Crazy. I knew that they had to pass a few auditions before they got on TV. I didn't know it was five, like for Idol. That's crazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here for Bish Bucks Cakes. EB, I'm JP. Everybody have a great weekend. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.